Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Marcus. In the future, if you could please look at each screen and duplicate all the screens, because I usually have to have two.
How do you like that? He's not any land. It's a government agency. In fact, here we go. B means an agency, department, commission, board, or other entity of the United States, the federal government, or an instrumentality of the United States. How about that? So, for example, the post office is a federal corporation. That's right. Post office, as many of you know, is actually an independent corporation. It's not, you know, technically part of the United States government. You have also, for example, the Fannie Mae and Fannie Mae. They give the real estate loans. They buy a home, right, with a guaranteed payment for the bank. They guarantee that for you. Those are the federal corporation. The Federal Reserve Board in the District of Columbia, also a federal corporation. There are multitude of these federal corporations that they're talking about here as United States. See, there's many different definitions of the term United States. And folks, I just want you to know that this case called Hooven and Allison and Abbott, in 1945 case, you know, in this case, they made this very clear. We remind everybody in this case, okay, in decided in 1945. Tell you this very thing, you all should know that the term United States may be used in any one of several senses. The three senses. One, It may be merely the name of a sovereign occupying the position analogous to that of other sovereigns in the family of nations. For example, compare America to Japan, to China, to India, Russia, Germany, right? That is one definition of the term United States. The second definition may designate the territory over which sovereignty of the United States extends. Yep, like what, like the ones you saw earlier, right? Like Puerto Rico, Guam, okay, Virgin Islands. Okay? That is a territory, okay, over which the sovereignty of the United States extends. That's the one in tax laws they come after you with. In the federal tax laws, most of the definitions, the main definition is D.C. because federal government is sovereign over the District of Columbia. Okay? That's where they can impose an income tax. And don't worry about restrictions and how they directly tax the people. That's why the 16th Amendment of the Constitution is absolutely irrelevant. Whether it was passed or not, it's irrelevant to the whole income tax scheme. Okay? So let's go to the third definition, which some of you are also familiar with. United States may be the collective name of the states are united by and under the Constitution. Yeah, see? Collective name of the 50 states. That's the other United States most of us think about. But the first one is what most of us think about is the several states, okay? Okay. Now, let's go here to this map. What you see in this map, folks, is that blue area is U.S. territories. On the right is the United States. On the top left is Alaska. Okay? You see on the right, for example, Puerto Rico is the U.S. territory. Look around the United States, the continent of the United States, the waters around it. Those are territories of the federal government in the continental shelf. The waterway, the water outside of the United States is technically, legally part of the United States. On the left, look at all those places, Midway Island, Guam, all these places. Hawaiian Islands is not a U.S. territory, by the way. That's why it's green. Yes, Hawaiian Islands is green on the left, but all the other ones around, you see, they are not green because they are U.S. territories. Again, now, going to be a little bit more from Title V, government organization, okay, and employees. Guess what? It has its own unique definition of the term state. Look at that, folks. Okay? For the purposes of this section, just this one section, okay, the term state has its own definition. It means a state, a territory, or possession of the United States, including a commonwealth or the District of Columbia. Wow. Here we have the states included in there, okay? And a bunch of territories of the United States in possession, okay? Or D.C. And all these unique definitions we have to go by. They mean something, okay? Here's another interesting one thing you'll like. Title 19, okay? Here we are, folks. This is custom duties, okay? Chapter 5 on smuggling, okay? On smuggling, when used in this act, well, look at this broad definition of the United States. When used in the geographical sense, includes all the territories and possessions of the United States, except the Virgin Islands, Canal Zone, American Samoa, Wake Island, Midway Islands, Kingman Reef, Johns Island, and the island of Guam. Well, look at that. Here, they're giving you a specific exception. You see? It does not include any of the 50 states. It only includes all territories and possessions of the United States with these exceptions. Again, it does not include the 50 states. The exceptions are also listed there. So with that, folks, it's quite obvious. The federal income tax laws, Section 7701, that define the United States, only means the District of Columbia. Let me refresh you on the whole topic of the Freedom Hour, which is this. Okay, here it is, section 7701 in definitions of the Internal Revenue Code, Title 26. Here it is. Now we can see when used in this Title 26, the Internal Revenue Code, the term United States means, when used in this geographical sense, includes only the states of the United States and District of Columbia. And the term state also includes the District of Columbia. That means that's all there is. The United States is the same as D.C. The federal tax laws apply only to D.C. citizens and residents. Now, of course, they apply, in another video we'll cover, to people involved in trade or business, which is the people who perform functions of federal public office, but that's the topic for another presentation. So with that, folks, I hope you realize that now you have been liberated. You were deceived before. Just like me, you used to think and believe that the United States and federal tax law means they 50 states. I found out I was wrong. And I'm happy to have discovered I was wrong. And I'm sure you are too. See, it's wonderful to be free. You don't have to file and pay income tax at all, folks. Yes, that's your money. You keep it. So what you want to do next, folks, is go to our website, okay? Okay, and start educating yourself, folks, okay? And when you click on that, you go through the seven steps that there is no law requiring you to file income tax, folks, okay? So you go down further, you see the seven steps all listed right here. So go through the seven steps for yourself, folks. Educate yourself. Click on the start of seven steps right here at the bottom of this section, okay? And it will guide you through. You know, you don't have to be afraid of the IRS, folks, okay? Scroll down, and you see every step one at a time listed for you. Go through steps. Okay, educate yourself, folks. Enlighten yourself. I cannot do that for you. You have to educate and enlighten yourself, folks. So with that, folks, I want to thank you for giving me your time and giving me the opportunity to love you, each of you, each of who I love, with the truth. A love for you to live a free, prosperous, peaceful, joyful life, but not being robbed. You can have the things in your life, but not being robbed every year of 20 to 30% of what you make with money you never owed in the first place. You can improve your life of yourself, your family, buy a nicer home, nicer car, more vacation time, more time with your family, okay? Better health care, better food. I mean, you name it, catch up with your bills, pay off your bills, get out of debt, have something for your retirement, and you can give to your church that you take part in or favorite organization you believe in. Folks, it's your life, your money. I want you to be, I love you, but I cannot do it for you. So you hold the key. Take the time on these seven steps. Listen to them in your car as you go from place to place. I know you're too busy to watch them all. Listen to them in your car first, right? Connect your smartphone to your car. Listen to them. And then when you get home over dinner, some other time, then you can put your smartphone up and watch everything and confirm everything for yourself. So with that, I wish you all a prosperous, a free life. Go to livefreedom.org or freedomlawschool.org to take your journey to freedom further. Okay. I should do a short version of this thing, huh? Yeah, I should keep some of these definitions and let the other ones go. So we should do a short version on this, right? But maybe we should take some questions first, huh? Yeah, let's take some questions first people have on the call. We have a call from Erica 215 area code. You have a question, my friend, push on your telephone keypad 1. That lets me know you have a question. If you don't push that, we won't be calling on you, my friend, because we have a question from a call named Paul. Okay? Paul, if you're there, you need to call us so I can go over the document that you send it to me here. Folks, you can get your questions answered for free during these Freedom Hours every Thursday night. Just give me the paperwork up to 10 pages, and I'll review them for you here. So let's see if Paul's here. Let's see. That may be America 215. Yeah, let's see. All right. Let me see if that's him. All right.
During
Paul, is that you? America 215 with a question?
Give me the paperwork.
Nope.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Paul?
Yes.
Okay. So that is you. Paul, I got your paperwork here you sent me, several pages. And folks, I'm going to answer his questions, so you may have similar questions. He could help you as well. So what Paul sent me is a notice of federal tax lien for years 09 and 13. That's the IRS's claim on any roof that you have in the county where you live. He lives in Perth-Ohontary, Bucks County, and Doylestown, Pennsylvania. Okay, so in 2016, IRS filed a lien on a claim on any real estate that Paul may have. If he sells it, they'll take the money out of the closing of the sale of the house. For 2012 and 2009, they determined the amount of tax was assessed in 2012. It expired March of 2022. Congratulations. That $10,000 that they claim you owe them, guess what? It's gone. You don't owe it anymore. But $365 for year 2013, well, that expires in 2026. But it's so small, I would not even worry about that. The other lien you have here is for 2011. They determined or assessed that tax in October 2012, and it expired November 28, 2022. Congratulations. The $11,000 there, it's gone. After 10 years, they expire automatically unless the government, the IRS, reinstates or extends that for another 10 years. If you have not done it, it automatically goes away. And most often, they don't do it. Yours is very small. I highly, highly doubt if they filed anything in the county recourse against you. They have not. So all you have left is $365, okay, so far. And then you have another one for 2009, okay, that was assessed or determined against you that you owe them $15,000 and change. Well, that expires in 2026, and they file the federal tax lien. Now, for this one, they give you a chance to challenge it potentially if you want to at a hearing. You get a hearing. They send you a notice of federal tax lien filing and your right to a hearing. But guess what? That hearing offer was made to you on November 22nd, 2022. And the last day to challenge them was December 30th, 2022. Now it's too late to even think about asking for a hearing. Lien hearings are not that important, really. Levy hearings are more important. That's when they want to take your bank account or paycheck, steal it. Now, you always want to ask for those levy hearings. Lien hearings are not important. So you didn't really miss out. Because after all, this whole thing will go away in October of 2026 anyways. And it's such a broken agency now that levies are down by over 90% since 2011. So I doubt if they're going to come after you for the small amounts. Don't worry about it, folks. This is not the IRS, folks, that we all knew for decades. They're falling apart. That's what, folks, they have 74,000 employees, and by IRS says that in within 6 years, 52,000 of them will be gone. Out of 74,000, they have 22,000 left. The most experienced, knowledgeable, trained people they got to leave, that's why they're trying to hire 8,700 per year for the next 10 years, some newbies to try and make up for this brain drain they got going on, which will not do the trick, okay? You got to take somebody who's new and make it as trained as someone like been there for 20, 30 years. Look, I've been at this for 30 years, 30. Since I was 29, I'm 60 now. You think I can get somebody and train him within a few years, even 5 years, to know as much as be as good as myself, right? It takes many years for people to really learn and know stuff, even with good training. But of course, government agencies are so incompetent, so lazy. They go at their own space, their own time, their own schedule. They do as little as they want to because
payment.
They get paid the same, no matter how bad of a job they do. So you're good, Paul. I won't worry about this, my friend. Do you have any other questions you
payment.
Want to ask me, Paul?
Payment.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Hello?
Yes. Yes, talk.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah, and that's not the problem. What they did was that obviously what's highlighted there is it expired and serves as a certificate of release. They went and took the $300 date and they reinstated back in November, way past the expiration date. They refiled an expired debt from March of 22. That's what they did.
Okay. The $10,000 2009. Okay, I got it. Well,
they have refiled months later against a already released lien.
Okay.
And the letter is a refiling against a released lien.
Right.
So, I mean, by their own code and what I looked up online, that's against their own code. I mean, I've got the codes I can send them, and there's no way they should be doing that. Now, there was a IRS advocate with the judge, and they put together a non-collections, which is what you see, and the non-collections was fulfilled. Whatever you wanted to call it, you do the time, you know, and the time was done. And then November, they refiled against a certificate of release, which is the March 22. Like, how do you do that? How do you – and right now I have the tax advocate that filed all this looking into it because they don't know how this could happen. And they have a bunch of other people that have a whole lot of issues that are hitting the fan. As you say, it's chaotic. And they're in – contact with them trying to figure out how this could happen. So I figured rather than sitting around and waiting, I would pass this on to you because actually when this initially happened 10 years ago, I was a student of yours and we addressed that issue then and it basically this was what happened because I didn't get to you in time to find another way to go. And now the time has been done and here they are going against their own code and refiling. That's my problem. That's what I'm looking
okay,
for.
Okay, let me ask, do you own a home in this Bucks County?
Yes, yes. I am
okay.
His son. I handle all
well,
his
you're doing the right
paperwork.
Thing. Oh,
we are going for a mortgage. So to get the mortgage.
It's you and Marilyn, your wife, Paul. So
no, my mother is dead. This is
son.
His son. The home is in my name.
Okay, this Paul, is that you or your father?
That's my father. Paul is my father.
Okay, you call him, is he alive?
Yeah, he's 90 years old. He's watching TV.
Okay. Your parents are both alive. It's against them. Okay.
No, my mother is dead.
Yeah, well, I see. Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Well,
yeah,
you're doing the right thing by calling the IRS taxpayer advocate, which are right now overwhelmed with people calling them because regular IRS channels are not working. So that is actually your best bet. You're doing a good job. Just follow up with them. Be patient sometime with the taxpayer advocate because they're very busy, and they should be able to get this thing released for you. Good job.
Well, I'm not real confident because they said I needed 30 days, which took beyond, as you were saying, any ability to reply. But they're handling it, and I have no idea. I'm not sure where that's going to go. But in looking around online, it's saying that the IRS has to release the lien, and other attorneys are saying that you could sue them for doing that. So I don't know what the truth is here. But I know that you do your homework and you know the code.
That it takes too much time and money to do it. You don't have that much involved here. If it was $100,000 or $1 million, sure, it'd be worth you to spend some money. Spend maybe $10,000.
My issue is that I'm trying to get a mortgage, and Dad needs to be on the mortgage with me. So I need to somehow get them to honor their release.
Right.
And because I need the reverse mortgage for us. You see what I'm saying? So to do that, my name's on there. I'm protected from the lien, but if he comes back on, I need to have this fulfilled in the closing or find out what's going on. It's keeping me from closing because they just blew this right out of the air, out of the
right.
water. With that, you know, out
I'm
of the
sorry,
blue.
This is not an easy situation, Paul. Hold on, Paul. Look, I'm not a magician. You remember that. I'm only one man.
Oh, yeah.
With all my knowledge, but I'm not a magician. The problem you got is, you know, suing them costs too much money. Okay? It's not worth this amount to sue them. And at the time it
I don't
takes
want to do that.
Longer. What's that?
I just want them to correct it. I don't want to do that. I just want them to correct
everybody,
it.
Everybody, Paul,
yeah.
Look, I'm sorry. I apologize. I do not have any better answer than what I've already told you. Sorry. In life, injustice happens. The dog goes and pees on the wall of your house. What are you going to do about it? All you can do is clean it up. It might stink still on the wall of your house, but it does. It happens. And I'm sorry, there is no easier, quicker, efficient solution than what you're already doing yourself already. I don't want to mislead you, lie to you, deceive you. You're already doing it.
No, I didn't think you were.
You know what I'm saying? There's really no other way to go because this is not a lot of money towards doing a lawsuit against.
No, I don't want a lawsuit. I just want them to honor their paperwork.
I know you do, but
yeah.
Look, government agencies are very lazy and slow. So the tax advocate is working on your case. When's the last time you spoke with the advocate?
Email last week. They're working on it with them.
Well, okay, then. You're doing a good job, Paul. Just be a little more patient. Come on.
You know, to
be as efficient as fast as the private
sector. You know, I listen to you all the time, and usually what you tell people is you should have told me before, and I could have helped you. So I'm looking to see if there was anything else that I could do in this situation that you were aware of. You know what I'm saying? Rather than after the fact.
I wish there was.
Okay.
It's one of those cases, my friend, you're doing a good job on your own. Just keep at it. Follow the tax advocate. Good job.
Okay. No options. You know what I mean? I appreciate it.
No, I'm afraid no easy, quick, efficient options.
Okay. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
I'm exploring.
All right. Maybe I'll see you the Restore Freedom Rally. Are you coming to it? I know you're not that close, but consider coming in person at the Restore Freedom Rally. Folks, if you have not been to one of these events, you will absolutely love it, all of you folks. This is where you get to be around.
I have Dr. Mikovits' book, and I admire a lot of people there, but my dad's 90.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you cannot make it, you can watch it online. We'll restore.
Yeah, streaming. I see that.
Yep. That's right. You can do that, folks. You can do a restore, you know. Yeah.
I got a couple people I told about it, so hopefully, you know, I'll have a few people watching it besides myself.
Very good. Very good, Paul. And remember, you can
appreciate
it to free of lawsuit and get paid up to 50% of their membership fee. Remember, folks, now Sam Hollister has the most incredible lifetime guarantee. Lifetime guarantee. You become a member of Restore Freedom Plan versus the old Royal Freedom Package, it's a whole big difference. For 20 years, I had no guarantee. No guarantee for you if you join our Royal Freedom Package.
Oh, there's one other question I have.
Mm-hmm. What?
I was a student before, and
mm-hmm.
I sent the letters in to my congressman and senator. In COVID here, I lost my business and I lost my records.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a way of getting copies of the letters that I signed and sent down to you so that I can produce them if I need them?
What were your students? I mean, what letters? Be more specific.
The letters
what
to the
time?
Congressman
what
and
letters?
The senator that when I was
when,
a student
when
before.
Were you, look, Paul, I don't remember when we were a student. 6 months ago, 5 years ago, you know, I mean, I don't remember.
Oh, 2012.
Those are good. They're excellent, but they're not as good as the new ones. Do you want to do a new one right now anyhow? I do have those in our files, in our systems, yes. I do have those. Okay, no problem, but you want to get the new ones, which are available for free on our website.
Okay. I just, with all this going on and trying to get the closing, if anything about the IRS comes up, I want to have that paperwork to show the underwriters and the loan officer.
Well, you want to join Restore Freedom Plan, and I can help you to have the escrow or a title people not to send the false 1099 form to the IRS about the sale of the house. Okay.
We haven't sent any 1040s. We haven't sent any paperwork to them. I haven't sent them any paperwork.
I know that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about
okay.
the closing title escrow company not sending a false 1099 form to the IRS. Telling them that, oh, they gave your parents, let's say, $700,000 of income that's taxable, or $1 million of taxable from sale of the house. You can have that stopped from the get-go by showing the title escrow company the law. So you may want to consider that, and we can go.
Right. Well, that's what I
want to
do. That. Yeah, the title company is the one that does the insurance and all.
Right. That's right. I don't know about Ohio. Who does that in Ohio? Every state is different.
Pennsylvania.
But
in
that closing, the 1099 is sent false to the IRS for the IRS to come after you. We can stop that from the get-go.
All right. Well, how
okay.
do I do that? That's why I wanted to get that paperwork.
You join the Restore Freedom Plan.
I don't have the money right now. I'm trying to get to where I'm trying to get the reverse mortgage.
Hold on. You didn't let me finish, Paul. You did not let me finish. You cut me off. Here's your
Sorry.
Solution. With the Restore Freedom Plan is different than the Royal Freedom Package. The Royal Freedom Package was the same amount every year for everybody. Same amounts for everybody. But you see, this one's different. Restore Freedom Plan comes with a guarantee that the IRS will not take any money from you as long as you remember. If they do, if you don't win and they take some money, Freedom Law School will reimburse you that money. It's risk-free for you. So, because Freedom Law School is going to fight for you and take the potential risk that we will lose, let's say, 100 cases, wherever that may be, someone who makes more money pays more. Someone who makes less pays less. So someone, for example, that makes $1 million and would owe the IRS, let's say, $300,000, let's say, that person would be about $90,000 is membership for that year. Someone who only makes, let's say, $50,000, his membership would be perhaps $2,000 for that year only. Next, you make more, your potential tax liability is more, you pay more to protect that. You make less, you pay less because there's less for us to protect. So this way, people who are having a low-income situation like you pay less, and we're able to protect you for that less. When you have more potential liability, like this sell the house, then you pay more so you can protect that. So since this is your parents' property, you probably want to have your parents.
No, it's in my name. It's in my name.
Your name? Okay.
Yeah, it's my property,
right.
My name.
But
yeah.
How was it transferred from your parents to you? I mean,
it's only from my father to me. My mother's dead. My mother is dead. I was transferred into my name, you know, a regular transfer from my father to me.
What year?
Oh, before that, 2015.
Okay, 2015. So any tax liens that were filed against your parents?
Yeah, it's against my parents, but not me or the house.
Right, but that lien before 2015 when it became yours still attached to the property. Any tax liens after 2015 does not affect you at all. So let me look at what you have here, okay? You have for 2009 and 2000, that was 2012. They put a lien on you, and you said they renewed it. This affected against the house.
Because they renewed it in
2022. That's right. You're right about that. Yes. Actually, you're good then. That's right. The only thing you want to avoid, that's right, is a 1099 issue. That's right. Them not 1099-ing you. That's right. So you can join for less, and later when you sell the property, we avoid you having to be 1099 for all this money they claim. Okay, and you pay us more so that we can make sure you don't even get 1099 at all by this cattle escrow company.
Okay. If you get a reverse mortgage, then, you know, they're paid off.
Okay. Okay, yeah. The
but,
reverse mortgage,
you know,
thing.
I mean,
it's actually a loan.
I mean, I got to get the mortgage. I got to pay them off is what
that's
I'm saying. You know, that's
right.
My
you're
problem.
Right. Yeah, oh, I see. The reverse loan. The reverse loan, oh, they don't like the fact you have the lien on there. Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, a little more complex case, Paul. So you're doing what you can already, my friend. You're good. Okay, you did the best you can. Good job. All right, Paul, any other questions before I go to the other things, other callers perhaps?
Well, the question would be to get this thing airtight, what do I do? Call tomorrow and find out about what you were just explaining to me because I'm not familiar with it.
No, the tax advocate, I'm sure you already told me.
No, I mean the plan. That, you know, I need to get the paperwork and, you know, work with you on getting this, making sure I don't have issues with the title company.
You are doing the best thing you can. Give the tax advocate a few more weeks and follow up with him or her. And they should get this lien released.
Hopefully, right?
Very likely.
But what about, you were saying about, what was the plan that you were just describing? What's the name of it?
Oh, the Restore Freedom Plan.
Restore Freedom Plan? Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Call our office tomorrow at 813-444-4800. Let's put the number on the screen for everybody to see.
No, I have that. That's your regular number.
You have that. Oh, and yes, ask for Benny or Darlene, and they'll explain things to you in more detail if necessary, Paul.
I know Darlene. She knows me.
Yeah, I know.
That's good.
So call her.
Okay.
She explained the plan how it works, all these questions in more detail for you, my friends. Okay?
That's right. I want to follow up with this and make sure that everything is copacetic. You understand what I mean?
Absolutely.
There's too many gaps here, and this never should have happened. So I'm not nervous. I'm not paranoid. I need to be careful. Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Right. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're the best. I will talk to Darlene tomorrow. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for your love and support, Paul. I appreciate it.
You got it all. Thank you.
All right, my friend. Take care.
All
right. Do you have another person with a question this time? We don't? Okay. Folks, the number's on the screen. If you have a question, call the number on the screen, and I'll take it right now. Otherwise, I'm going to since you already seen the presentation, just end this, and I'm going to do my own little more other recordings, which may not be as interesting because got too many cuts in there. So I just look forward to seeing as many of you as possible in person at the Restore Freedom Rally in Orlando. And let me put that on the screen. The website is restorefreedomrally.org. Restore Freedom Rally. There we go. It comes up. There it is. In January 20th through 23rd in Orlando by the Holiday Inn, by the airport. And we got this great array of speakers that you're going to love. Okay, and you're going to be around like-minded truth and freedom seekers like yourself. You have a weekend of people like you who know the truth, interested in the truth, know what's going on. They're not brainwashed. They think for themselves like you do. Yes, so don't miss it, folks. Come to the Restore Freedom Rally, folks. We still have a few tickets available before you run out, folks. All right? So... And we can get, you can attend it with or without the meals. And under 12 are free. 12 and under are free. 13 to 18, only $10 registration only. So bring your children and grandchildren, nephews and nieces, folks. Yes. Bring them with you, folks, because they are the next generation that we need to educate and free up. Thank you. I'll give you my love. We got one question. We have a caller from here called 510. Okay. 510 caller. All right, my friend. Yeah. Tell me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Okay. Am I on yet?
Yes, you are.
My name is Sung Kim. I'm calling from Nashville, Tennessee. And I heard about you from, you know, various kind of events that I've attended various events that you've been at.
I'm sorry, would you repeat your name again slowly for me?
My first name is Sung, S-U-N-G.
S-U-N-G, okay, that's what I thought. Okay, very well, Sung. And how may I help you, my friend?
So the first question, and I'm pretty sure the answer is pretty obvious. We are still liable for state income taxes if we live in a state with state income taxes, correct?
Not necessarily. If your state follows federal tax laws or federal tax forms, you don't owe income tax in your state either, because according to federal law tax form, on the federal form you owe zero. So when the state tax form asks you to take the number from the federal form, put it on your state tax form, that number is zero. Well, for all of the states that claim to have a state income tax, if the amount that you owe is zero, you owe no income tax. You're not even supposed or required to file a tax form with the state either. We have determined so far four states which are not like that. Their laws are independent of the federal system. Pennsylvania,
okay.
New Jersey, Alabama, I think last one, I think Mississippi, I think it is. Yeah. So I'm 90% sure on the last one. So, but anyhow, you're from Tennessee anyhow, which does not even claim to have a state income tax. So you're free, you're good anyways.
Well, I just moved from California last year. So part of 2022, I had earned income in California. That's why I ask.
Good for you. I escaped from California also 10 years ago. Good move.
Thank you.
Yeah. So,
would it be okay?
You left the Communist Republic. As long as you have no property, no assets, no job, no income, nothing from California, they cannot touch you anyways. You could be, you know, because California is a separate country from the other 50 countries or states of the American Union. California and Tennessee are as foreign to each other as France, Italy, and Germany are from each other. They belong to the same European Union. Just like you belong, Tennessee's part of the American Union, American United States, but you cannot collect a French tax debt in Italy or Germany. Same thing goes here. California cannot come to Tennessee and try to steal any of your property. Okay?
Okay. Would it be okay if I asked another question?
Sure.
So if I wanted to, I have my own business here in Tennessee, and eventually I would like to buy a home here. If I'm not filing income taxes, is it still possible to get like a decent rate mortgage, like an interest rate mortgage? Could I still get something like that?
Depends what you mean by decent. You're gonna pay a little bit more. Because, you know, regular lenders and banks definitely want a 1040 income tax confession form signed and filed with the IRS to have proof of how much you make, your ability to pay them back. So you're not going to get those kind of loans with the extra subsidized low rate, which are right now, I think, what, about 7%, those loans right now. You'll pay more. You pay maybe 15% or 16%. From private lenders or hard money lenders. But guess what? You're saving so much income tax, you need much more down payment and borrow less. And you're saving this much on income taxes, you pay a little bit more interest rate. That's nothing compared to how much you're saving on income taxes. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. So basically, you know, you broke up a little bit. For a hard money lender, I would pay approximately double the interest rate. Would that be accurate, or did I mishear that?
I wouldn't say double. It's just more. I think right now, 30-year home fixed rates are around 7%, and the hard money or private money loans are between 15 to 18%. I haven't looked around, but you can go on Craigslist.com in your local area, type in hard money lender or hard money. They'll come up. You get a call, find out. Yes, you'll pay more interest rate, but doesn't matter. That's small compared to how much you're saving in income taxes that you never owed. You don't have to pay at all in the first place.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate you answering my questions.
You're welcome, son. You're not that far from Florida. I would highly suggest you consider, see what you can do to come to the Restore Freedom Rally. Monday, by the way, is free. The Monday event, Restore Freedom Rally, is free online streaming or in person. So the rest of the rally, you have to pay to help us bring all the speakers there. But the Monday part is the best part in our Restore Freedom. Okay, and not to have to pay to and fund the FBI, the DOJ, FBI, CIA, CDC, FDA. You don't have to fund those guys anymore, folks. Okay, and you can keep your money. Monday, we'll talk about all that for free. So if you cannot make it in person, attend online. All right, son?
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Okay, I think we have no more callers tonight, right? So, folks, I want to bid you all good evening, and thank you for being with me tonight. I'll be back with you next Thursday night with another edition of Freedom Law School's weekly Freedom Hour recording. Good night. Okay. Smooth operation, John. We're finally starting to get this thing. This is one of the few times that we've had that Murphy did not show up. No?
Yeah, finally. Good. It sounded good. Why you look good.
Although this morning we had a little Murphy show up, right?
Yeah, really good. Yeah.
So we're seeing a little Murphy is that going to show up? Yeah, well, that's why John's here to help us do all the stuff. Yeah.
You look good.
Yeah.
This time next week I'll be setting up.
Yes. Setting up Friday, yeah.
When did you get in, Friday? Probably.
Yeah, I should get in there Friday to make sure.